find yourself in a comfortable position, either sitting or lying, in a place where you're not going to be disturbed. This is a very relaxing recording and requires your full attention, so please don't drive or operate machinery. This is a time for you, set aside for you. So allow yourself to be comfortable. Close your eyes and just begin to leave the stuff of the day to one side, beginning to focus on the here and now, on this moment in time, this moment that's set aside for you. This is your time. This is your me time. Your time to begin to make some changes that you wish to make in your life and to embrace all the wonderful, colourful foods that there are out there for you. So just begin by focusing in on my voice and allow my voice just to be the guide that's going to take you down to this place of deep relaxation where we're going to make a few triggers and switches that will allow you to do that, to just simply let go. So begin by allowing any tension that might be in your body to start the process of dissolving away. And as I say, it's going to take a little bit of time. So very gently, at your own pace, allow any tension that might be there to just begin to melt away. And you might notice perhaps your body becoming a little bit heavier maybe, or a little bit warmer perhaps, as it just begins to melt into the chair. This sense of just beginning to let go. And as you do, allow any tension that might be in your feet to begin to let go. You might notice perhaps a tingling sensation. As you do, allow the heaviness into your ankles, your calves, your knees, up into your thighs and muscles in the front and the back of your legs that work so hard for you, and up into your pelvis, the big bones and muscles melting into the chair, letting go, and up into your solar plexus now, that area below your ribs where we feel our butterflies, where that bundle of nerves is. Allow any sense of the tension that might be there to just begin to dissolve away. And you might notice perhaps a feeling of lightness beginning to settle in that area. And it might be very subtle or a very powerful feeling of just beginning to let go as any tension or stress that might be there just begins to dissolve away. And up into your shoulders. We often feel a lot of our tension in those muscles there. Allow any sense of the tension to lift. Lifting off your shoulders. Melting into the chair. And all the way down your arms to the ends of your fingertips. Your hands that work so hard for you. Soft and loose as you just allow them to let go. And then across the back of your neck, releasing and relaxing all those little muscles and nerves in your neck, all the way down to the base of your spine and out to all the muscles across your back, melting into the chair. And again across the back of your neck, only this time allow that sensation to travel up across your scalp in almost like a pleasurable wave, like a tingle of relaxation as all those little muscles and nerves just let go. And over your forehead, and the little muscles in between your eyebrows, those little frown muscles there where we feel so much of our tension. Just notice how that feels as you just allow them to let go. Perhaps that feeling of lightness there maybe. And around your eyes, all the little muscles and nerves around your eyes, so deeply relaxed that even if you wanted to open your eyes, you probably wouldn't be able to. They're so pleasantly relaxed. And your cheeks, and the little muscles around your mouth, soft and loose. Your whole body is beginning to drift down into a slightly deeper state, just beginning to let go. And as it does, the deeper part of your mind is beginning to become more sensitive to the positive suggestions that my voice will make that will help you to make these changes that you wish to make in your life, to embrace all the wonderful, colourful, satisfying foods that there are out there for you, enjoying this wonderful journey of discovery as you do. Empowering yourself, recognising that you feel more and more in control as you enjoy choosing these foods that you truly love to eat. In fact, 9/10 of you, if you like, 9/10 of the parts of you already recognise that you simply don't want those painful old eating habits anymore, those painful foods. You don't want them, and your body doesn't want them. But for whatever reason, there has been one small part of you that for whatever reason has felt the need to keep reaching for those painful foods, those painful eating habits, for whatever reason. And I would like to thank that small part of you. It is for you. It's a part of you. It works hard for you. It's your comforter, maybe. But it is now recognizing and acknowledging, as it hears my voice, that you feel open and ready to enjoy a wonderful new phase of your life, choosing those foods that your body truly loves to eat, letting go of those painful old eating habits into the mists of the past, something that used to be useful for you, but something that you recognize you simply don't want anymore. Like an old overcoat, something that used to be useful for you, but now something that you can simply shrug off. You can feel it land to the floor, leaving it into the mist of the past, where it belongs, the way that you used to deal with your food choices, but now you recognize there is a wonderful new way. You're a child of the universe with a right to be here, and you have a right to feel comfortable and at ease in a body that feels buzzing with health and vitality, a body that feels wonderful from enjoying the healthy food choices that there are out there for you. You have a right to enjoy your meals, to look forward to your meals, to relish each and every one of your meals. Our meals are one of life's simple little pleasures, something that we can enjoy every single day without any sense of guilt or sinking disappointment whatsoever. You deserve the pleasure of your meals. And you deserve to sit in a body that feels full of energy, buzzing with life and vitality, a body that feels somehow wonderfully clean from the inside out. So in a moment, I'm going to take you down to a very deep state where we're going to make a few triggers and switches that will allow you to do that, to just simply let go of those painful old habits and embrace this wonderful new journey of discovery, one small step at a time, on your own terms, in your own way. So in a moment, I'm going to count down from 10 to 1, and as I do, with each count that I make, you can allow yourself a very pleasant sensation of just beginning to drift down. Almost as if you're drifting down onto a feather bed, very, very pleasantly, at your own pace, in your own way, letting go. And throughout all of this, your conscious mind may still be active, and that's absolutely fine. It's what our conscious minds do. You'll find all the same that you'll be drifting down to that deeper level, that more subconscious level. This is the place where changes occur. In fact, the only place where profoundly deep changes do occur, at just below the conscious attention. As I count 10, just allow yourself very, very gently to just begin to drift down. Gently and slowly letting go, as if you're drifting down onto that feather bed. Deeply relax, deeply relax. 9. Deeply relax, just letting go, just for now. Deeply relax. 8. 7. Just drifting down like a snowflake. Deeply relax. 6. 5. Deeply relax. Deeply relax. 4. 3. Deeply relax. Deeply relax. Just letting go. Just for now. 2. 1. And so you made this decision to leave these painful eating habits, these painful foods into the mists of the past, and begin to embrace all these wonderful, colourful, satisfying, energizing foods that there are out there for you, foods that your body truly loves to eat every single day, foods that allow your body to feel so alive and buzzing with health and vitality, those painfully bloating, heavy, stodgy foods that actually make your body feel so heavy and sluggish and tired, that actually drain your body of energy, that create that awful, unfillable feeling that you simply don't want anymore. And those sickly, poisonous, sugary substances, well, you recognise that those sugary substances are no treat for you whatsoever. Merely pain and poison, no treat for you whatsoever. Your body rejects them as the poison that they are. And so you find yourself instead embracing these foods that make you feel truly fulfilled, content, and satisfied on such a deep level. These foods that truly nourish your body. This journey of discovery may be a very new one for you. Maybe you're just about to embark on trying out all these wonderful healthy foods that there are out there for you. When we're a baby, we naturally try new foods, but we do them in a way that allows us to feel completely in control. When you are a baby, the first time you were introduced to a new food, you simply put that food to your mouth. And then the next time you tasted it on the tip of your tongue, and your mouth got used to the taste. And then the next time you tried a small amount, and your mouth got used to the texture. And then the next time you tried that food, your mouth understood the taste, the texture, and the smell. And then you tried that food, and you decided whether you enjoyed that food. And you listened to your body, and your body let you know if it loved that food. Your body automatically has a built-in wisdom for the foods that make it feel the healthiest, the most vital and alive. Your body automatically knows the foods that it loves to eat that feed it on a truly deep level. And so as you begin to deepen the communication lines with your body, you begin to hear that feedback from your body. Your body lets you know the kind of foods that it truly loves to eat every single day. And as you begin to trust those signals, as you begin to send these signals to your body that you value your body, that you care about your body is the most vital thing in your world. Your body is your little home, the most vital thing in your world. And as you send these signals to your body that you value your body, so your body responds by feeling like a happy body. And as you hear these signals, you interpret these messages from your body that you are feeding it in a way that it truly, deeply loves to be fed. And so you find that the more You're enjoying this journey of discovery. You are taking these new foods one at a time and embracing the journey of discovery as a baby would do. And each and every time you do, you find yourself feeling more and more empowered with your choices. You find that you're feeling more and more in control of your choices in the most wonderfully comfortable and natural kind of a way. You realize on a very deep level, you are now completely in control of what you eat. Nobody can ever make you eat anything. You are completely in control of your choices, and you control exactly what you enjoy on your own terms, in your own way, powerfully tuning in to your body's messages. And as you do, as you find yourself at mealtimes now, and you're faced with a choice over the kinds of foods to eat, and you're able to pause. And as you do, as your whole body goes forwards in time, as if you've eaten 10 times as much of those painfully bloating, heavy, stodgy foods that actually make your body feel so heavy and sluggish and tired, that actually drain your body of energy, that create that awful, unfillable feeling that you simply don't want anymore, and those sickly, poisonous, sugary substances, well, then no treat for you whatsoever. You recognise that now so powerfully. And merely pain and poison, no treat for you whatsoever. And you find yourself effortlessly making the right choice for you, embracing all those wonderful, colourful, satisfying, energising foods that there are out there. Foods that make your body feel truly fulfilled, content and satisfied on such a deep level. Effortlessly making the right choice for you, just for then, just for now, just for that moment. How wonderful that feels, knowing that you're feeding your body in a way that it truly loves to be fed. Making these right choices for you, one small step at a time, will begin to add up to huge changes in your body as the days and weeks and months roll by. And finding as you do that these choices begin to become second nature so very easily for you, as you tune into your body's messages more and more. Finding as you do that as the weeks go by and your body shape begins to change, your body lets you know that these painfully bloating, heavy, stodgy foods are truly a source of pain and discomfort for you. Your body truly finds painfully bloating foods a source of pain and discomfort, and your body rejects those sickly, poisonous, sugary substances as the poison that they are. You recognize it for you. They may as well be bleach. No treat for you whatsoever, merely pain and poison. The true treat for you is feeling so wonderfully empowered in your choices. The true treat for you is feeling so 100% in control of the food that you eat in the most wonderfully comfortable and natural kind of a way. The true treat for you is your body feeling buzzing with health and vitality. The true treat, your brain feeling laser sharp, clear, focused concentration as you let go of those foods that may have created a fog in your brain, allowing your brain to clear, feeling more alert, feeling more in control, feeling more empowered each and every day of the choices that you make for yourself. When we're little, the people around us, they make us brush our teeth, and we don't want to brush our teeth. It's a massive imposition. We want to go out and play, but they make us because they know that it's good for us. And then as we get older, we realize it's no imposition anymore. In the morning, we just reach for the toothbrush. It becomes an automatic thing, a second nature thing. If anything, we quite enjoy it because we know that it's good for us. And so as you find As the days and the weeks begin to roll by, these little choices that you make over the kinds of foods to eat beginning to add up to a huge change in your body, these little choices begin to happen in a second nature kind of a way. Find yourself in front of a door, and you can see the colour of the door, and you can see the door handle. And you know that behind this door is a very special place, a very powerful place, an almost magically powerful place, you might say. And as you put your hand on the door handle, you might wonder what's on the other side. And as you go to walk inside, as you open the door, you can see that in this room, there are two tables, one on either side of the room. And as you walk in, you automatically realise that you have a choice at any moment in any day to visit this room of choice of the two tables. There is a long table to the left. As you see this table on the left, you can see that it's piled high with painfully bloating, heavy, stodgy foods and sickly, poisonous, sugary substances all piled into a huge jumble. A pile on the table. And there's a smell coming off that food, and you realise it's a slightly unnatural smell. That sickly, poisonous, sugary, sweet smell, but it's not a pleasant sweet smell. It's like the sweet smell of granulated sugar. But it's granulated sugar that's mixed with something, and you can't quite tell exactly what it is. But that table that's covered in this slop of food, of painfully bloating, sickly, poisonous products, is covered in flies. And you can hear those flies buzzing in your ears. And the smell of the flies is like the smell of public toilets. And as you even think about those products, you can hear those flies buzzing in your ears, because you know they love to land on those sickly, poisonous, sugary substances and those painfully bloating, heavy, stodgy processed products. A table immediately appears unattractive to you. The table on the right is covered like a banquet of wonderfully colourful, satisfying foods. Foods that make you feel content and fulfilled for hours afterwards. Your body loves these foods, and you can automatically see what they are. Wonderfully tasty, filling foods. Foods that nourish and nurture you from the inside out. And you find that you automatically move towards this table. It's a second nature decision that you make, allowing your body to guide you to this table and all the wonderful foods that there are out there on that table for you, foods that you're ready to try one small step at a time. And as you see these foods, you realize that there is a food that you can try every single week, if you choose, at your own pace, in your own way, until you've built up a vast banquet of foods, a wonderful choice of foods, enjoying this wonderful journey of exploration as you do. The table on the right, the wonderful banquet of food that's always there for you, your own choice, in your own way. And how wonderfully empowered you feel to know that that table is always there for you. And as you go to walk out of the door, and you walk past the table on the left, and all you can smell is that filthy, vile public toilet. The smell coming off those flies. You can hear those flies buzzing in your ears. And as you shut the door behind you, you recognise that the choice is always there for you. And each and every time you visit that room, each and every time you make the right choice for you, it becomes 10 times more powerfully so. so that easily and effortlessly, as you find yourself going down through the days and the weeks and the months, these little choices contributing to a huge change in your body as time rolls by, allowing you to feel more and more empowered as time goes by, feeling wonderfully proud of yourself, feeling wonderfully empowered with these choices, and knowing that this wonderful feeling of empowerment emanates out into other areas of your life. If you can do this, you can do anything that you set your mind to. Feeding your body in a way that it loves to be fed allows you to feel wonderfully vibrant and alive when you wake up in the morning, just before you get out of bed, for just a couple of seconds, just before you get out of bed, and you realize that you ate in a way that was right for your body the day before. You found yourself easily and effortlessly turning away from those painfully bloating, heavy, stodgy foods and those sickly, poisonous, sugary substances, and embracing all these wonderful, colourful, satisfying, energising foods that allow you to feel fulfilled and content for hours afterwards. You made the right choice for you, and your body burned a few thousand fat cells while you sleep. And you feel ready for your breakfast. You realize that your breakfast is the most important meal of your day, and you prioritize your breakfast, something wonderfully fulfilling and satisfying. And you find that with each and every one of your meals, just as you begin your meal, you find yourself slightly slowing down each and every mouthful of your meals. At the beginning of your meal, the first couple of mouthfuls, the tastes, the textures, and the smells, finding yourself slightly slowing down with each and every mouthful, putting yourself into a bubble of pleasure as you give yourself the chance to relish each and every mouthful of your meals, slightly slowing down to halfway through your meal. And you can look down and see that half is still there. And as you do, you notice that your belly is just starting to feel that little bit filled, and you've still got absolutely loads left yet. And so you find yourself continuing, each and every mouthful slightly slowing down to relish the tastes, the textures, and the smells. To three quarters of the way through your dinner or through your meal. And again, you can look down and see. There's a quarter still left. Lots, really. And you notice that your belly is really starting to feel quite nicely filled now. Slightly slowing down to relish the deliciousness, the simple pleasure that is your meal. Until as you come to the end of your meal and you notice how wonderfully fulfilled, content, satisfied your belly feels in the most wonderfully satisfied kind of a way. And as you do, you know, you won't even think about food for quite a while now, unless it's to plan your next meal. You'll just go off and do something more interesting instead with your time. Just for then. Just for now, just for that moment. Enjoying how your belly feels is another message from your body, deepening the communication even further to appreciate and relish this wonderfully satisfied, content and fulfilled feeling, knowing that this will add to the vast reservoir, the storehouse of energy in your body. Your body feeling buzzing with health and vitality, feeling cleaner somehow from the inside out as the days and weeks and months roll by. Loving these new changes in your body. And as time goes by, as you find yourself going forward in time, down through a couple of seasons from now, and you find yourself in a place where there's a full-length mirror, and you're in front of the mirror. And you can hear the sounds of the day outside, the smell of the season. And you're in front of this mirror, and you're wearing something so flattering. Allow the genius that is your subconscious to bubble up to the surface what this might be. Your body looks so healthy, so alive. Your body looks wonderful, slender, energized, toned. Simply from the food that you eat, these little choices that you make, your body looks wonderful. See your happy, proud, smiling eyes smiling back at you. And you can take a moment to step forward and step into the mirror, almost like the mirror's like water. Step into your body, your outfit. Look down and see what it looks like on you. How well it fits. How wonderful it feels on you. If anything, it feels slightly larger on you than ever. Your body feels wonderfully energized and vibrant. Your body feels wonderful. Smile through your happy, proud, smiling eyes. And you should be proud of yourself. You made this decision. You made this change. You made it so. And step out of the mirror and begin to walk around the room in your body. Feel how your waist sways differently, your arms sway, your hips, your legs feel stronger than ever. You feel wonderful. Your body feels so alive, years younger as the pounds have melted away, and your body feels healthy from the inside out, cleaner, energized, vibrant and alive. Your body lets you know that it's a happy body, and you send these signals to your body that you value your body all the time. And as you look back over the last couple of seasons, as you look back to that time when you made that decision to embark on this wonderful journey of discovery, of enjoying all these wonderful, satisfying, energizing, colorful foods that there are out there, foods that made you feel truly fulfilled, content, and satisfied. How much you've enjoyed this journey. And you know that you will only go on as time goes by to enjoy a body that feels even more alive, even more vibrant and buzzing with health. You have made this so. All the little choices that you made as you look back now, whenever you were faced with a choice over the kinds of foods to eat, you were always able to pause. And as your whole body went forwards in time, as if you've eaten 10 times as much of those painfully bloating, heavy, stodgy foods, or those sickly, poisonous, sugary substances that are no treat for you whatsoever, merely pain and poison, no treat for you at all. And you found yourself easily and effortlessly choosing those foods that your body loves to eat in a second nature kind of a way. Just for then, just for now, just for that moment. Loving this wonderful feeling in your body and knowing that you will only go on as time goes by to deepen this empowered experience, to feel even more in control of your food choices in the most natural and comfortable kind of a way. Making second nature choices for your body, so that this particular part of your life emanates out into other areas. These little natural empowered choices emanating out into your lifestyle, into all areas of your life. Now in a moment, I'm going to count from 5 to 1. And as I do, you can come back into the room feeling relaxed and refreshed and ready for the rest of the day in the sure and certain knowledge that no matter where you are or who you're with, you will always make the right choice for you In fact, you recognise that you will act as an inspiration to others, emanating out from you like a ripple on the pond, inspiring others around you as you make those choices that your body truly loves to eat every single day. Easily, effortlessly, and in a second nature kind of a way. As I count, 5, 4, 3, 2,